Kristen Gaffney is the owner of Pure Elements, an organic hair salon in Albany, New York. She opened the business 3 years ago after working in a conventional salon atmosphere for over 10 years. During those 10 years, Gaffney noticed serious changes in her health and knew that, for the sake of her health, she would have to make a change to a less toxic environment.
All the products that we use in our salon do not contain any chemicals. In most salons, their hair color will contain ammonia and carcinogens in the hair products. And when you walk into our salon, you won't smell any of those harsh chemicals.
According to Gaffney, non-organic products can be extremely harmful to your health.
After doing a lot of research, we found out that 98% of women who have breast cancer, when the mass is removed from their breast, it contains parabens, which is in every product that's on the shelves in any drugstore. It's a preservative that's in a product to keep the shelf life. There's also, you might see on the label, you might see methylparaben, ethylparaben, propylparaben, and that's what you have to look for in your beauty products to make sure that that's not in there.
Whether there is a direct correlation between mainstream products and various health problems or not, Peg Moline, Vice President and Editor-in-Chief of Natural Health Magazine, says that all-natural products are becoming increasingly popular.
There's definitely a trend for consumers to look for what they perceive as all-natural, more natural, organic, sustainable. All of this stuff is a big trend. And I think there are a couple of things driving it. People are becoming much more educated about some of the toxic chemicals that exist in some beauty products. Some have a lot, some have a little. What we're finding is that they're spending a little bit of extra money to get things that are organic, especially for products that stay on your skin for a long time. Cleansers, shampoos, conditioners, things like that, that's not as crucial to look for things that are less toxic. But things that you leave on your skin, like facial serums and foundations and body creams, people are looking for things that just don't have as many of those chemicals.
Gaffney says she is happy to provide the community with a safe and healthy environment in which they can pamper themselves and feel good about it.
It's such a great feeling to have people come in here and thank us for, doing the research that we do with our products, and they can come in here and feel safe to use it on themselves and on their children.
According to Natural Health's Moline, consumers are more likely to spend the extra money on products whose companies they trust and whose ingredients are healthier for the body.
There are certain brand names, of course, that are really identified as organic. These companies have really built a brand around trust. People just trust without even looking at the labels that these are very organic, safe products, and they do spend a little bit more on them.
A few miles away from Pure Elements, Cara Siesca is in her kitchen making the products for Olive Naturally, an all-natural skincare line which she runs out of her home. She makes all of the products herself using kitchen equipment and natural ingredients.
My products are all natural, which means that they're free of anything synthetic. They're free of phthalates, they're free of parabens, petrochemicals, and any formaldehyde producers. All of these things are commonly found in the majority of the brands that are out there, and all of these things have been linked to illnesses and hormone disruptions and even linked to cancer.
Consumers, Moline notes, who are forever loyal to mainstream brands, are becoming more and more conscious about the ingredients in their favorite products.
They are reading labels and looking for labels that don't have as many of those multi-symbolic ingredients, things that are a lot more simple.
A great resource for those looking to become informed about the toxicity levels in their current products, Siesca says, is the Skin Deep Cosmetics Database, an online search engine created by the Environmental Working Group, a nonprofit organization dedicated to protecting kids from toxins in the air, food, water, and products.
You can either search an individual ingredient if you had a question about it, or you can even search by a product name. So if you have something in your cabinet, you can put the product name in there and you can see how its toxicity level rates.
Beauty product companies, Moline said, are also responding to this demand for healthier products.
It takes a while for the mainstream products to catch up, certainly, but then they notice that consumers really do want organic products, and they adjust their own products or introduce new lines. Neutrogena Naturals, for instance, they're all really trying to fill that need. The consumer is definitely driving the trend in the industry.
According to Organic Monitor, a specialist research and consulting company that focuses on organic product industries, the North American market for natural personal care products reached $5.4 billion in value as of last month. For WAMC in Albany, I'm Elizabeth Conkey.